What a great song. Makes you happy to be alive.
That was a Poo Sticks.
You're on fire!
Ah!
You're on fire!
Jesus.
Who's that song by?
The Poo Sticks.
What album's it from?
Million Seller.
What's the name of it?
What a dumbass.
Name of the album?
The name of the song.
You know,
the world's turning on.
You know, Chris, there was a certain show that used to be on before the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, which will remain the Midwestern Hell Ride. And Troy always did a great job. Troy and Billy always did a great job on the Hell Ride. But they always had a bunch of chuckleheads in the studio with them who would talk, but not have their mouth anywhere near a microphone. Do not turn into a chucklehead. Anyway, we're playing Stump the Guest, Stump the Host. We'll stump you or you can stump us, however you want to work it.
Music.
We got Zach. Music. We got Zach. What's up, Zach?
I got a musical question. What band did this song?
Some bizarre freaked out drug music that only he gets.
Michael Oldfield.
Freaked out drug music doesn't count on tonight's program. It's got to be something halfway normal, insane, all right? Pink Floyd, we'll go. If it's Pink Floyd, that's about as close to the drug culture as we're going to get tonight. Try again, bozo.
749-1444.
No tuba acid rock.
It's got to be in a key, all right? As long as it's in a key, it counts, and it can't be too totally obscure.
Oh, what a totally Western ethnocentric idea of music you have. Keys and things like that.
Even they have keys in Indian music and stuff.
Yes, but a lot of music is based on the rhythm, not the key.
But they're in different keys. They're in the key of rhythms. There are rhythmic keys. Did you know that? There's rhythmic modes.
Modes? Yes, keys.
Take Desmond Dekker, for example.
He plays exclusively in the Phrygian.
He does not play in the Phrygian anymore.
He plays in the Mixolydian.
Do you know what those are?
He plays in
the Mixolydian?
Yeah, kind of. Yes. I know there's seven modes, right?
My grandma used to play a Mixolydian to me at night and I'd fall right asleep.
There are seven modes. High Alamo mode.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's Desmond Dekker.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Me
Israelites,
get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Me Israelites.
Hello, we're back. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Rob.
And this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Phone number 749-1444.
We're playing Stump the Band, and we're also talking politics and Michael Jordan. Should he go back to playing basketball?
I hear he's going back to the Bulls. What do you hear? Well, that's what I hear.
I don't care. I don't think anybody cares. NBA's a joke. No.
I was reading in the paper today, they showed all the companies that he endorses and how their stock's like going through the roof. Just because of these rumors that he's coming back.
You know, anybody that would buy anything because of who endorses it is an idiot.
Yeah, that's the way it is, though.
That's the way it is in the world, though. Everybody's an idiot, except for me.
And I was surprised to learn that Sara Lee owns, you know, the cake company. They own Hanes Underwear. I didn't know that.
Do they make edible undies? Have they did a little cross...
I do not know that.
Cross-product research there.
I don't know that, but...
Make, like... brownie underwear.
They make Hanes underwear.
Because usually now, edible underwear is like a fruit roll-up. You know, which is good.
How do you know this so well, Rob?
Joe told me.
Joe?
Joe Mama.
Hey. Yay. 749-1444.
You walked right into it.
That's a number. Stump us with a tune. We'll stump you with a tune.
Anyway, so, like, you know, since they got edible underwear now, maybe they could do, like, you know, brownies. Edible brownie underwear.
I hear your underwear. I'll let that go.
Your underwear is full of bacon stripes.
That's right. Sizzle up a little bacon.
All right. This is enough poo-poo caca talk.
What's a port going on?
You know, Phil Graham is coming to Cincinnati, and it cost a cool K to dine with him. Breakfast. I hope it's like all you can eat breakfast. Costs a grand to sit down.
$1,000 to have breakfast?
To break bread with Senator Phil Graham from Texas. It costs a grand. And there are 30 people in Cincinnati with that much money, that little sense, that are willing to do it. At least 30. Do some math, Jim. How much is that? That's $30,000.
Whoa.
How's that for some quick math?
That means 30 people in Cincinnati are going to be proud owners of political favors someday. If the graham cracker gets elected.
Well, he's already got a lot of clout.
They say he's the front runner, you know.
Nah, you got to give the nod to Dole. He's the front runner. I think Dole's a front runner. Unless Graham takes out some really nasty ads against Dole, which I could see him doing.
But Dole hasn't even officially announced his candidacy,
Dole's
has he?
Mean.
Dole's meaner than a snake. But he's also pretty moderate, though. In real, he's mean. He's a mean moderate. Graham's a nut. He's a wacko. What I don't understand is now, like, the Enquirer runs a whole Sunday section on Dick Armey's flat rate tax. It doesn't mention Jerry Brown once in there, anywhere. And Jerry Brown proposed the idea back when, 92? When was the last election? 92. Yeah, remember 92. Jerry Brown was like, hey, we should have flat tax. You have a flat tax. It was like, oh, Governor Moonbeam, go back to California and hang out with Deborah Winger and stuff some more. Now this Dick Armey, Dickhead, ooh, I'm sorry, I mean Armey, said,
whoa.
We should have a flat tax.
Biting wit. That's good. 749, 1444.
Yeah, get in on this. This is great. This is what radio is meant to be.
Switch the topic to drugs. We'll get tons of calls.
Oh, man. It's like, you know.
Should marijuana be legalized? Gee. What
I don't
do you think, Rob? Because, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they really want to legalize that marijuana.
They sure do. You know Washington grew dope.
That's right.
Did
this
you know
is
that?
Right. Hemp.
Did you know that the Constitution's written on dope?
Hemp. Yes, I did.
What else? You can make clothes out of dope.
That's right. Who do we got, Jim?
You know, legalizing marijuana is to us what food stamp abuse and welfare fraud is to Mike McConnell. You just mention it and poof! Insta-caller.
Are you a big listener to...
Like just add water.
To AM radio, you a big listener?
I do on Tuesday, so I know what everybody's talking about. So I know what to avoid on my show.
Who is it?
Terry.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Do you want to play stump the caller or stump the host, or do you want to talk?
Well, let's. How do I play the game?
Well, we'll either play a song. You pick a type of music, either popular, classical, or jazz. And we'll play a selection from one of those types, and you can play some music, and we'll tell you what it is you're playing.
Well, why don't you play me? Let's try to. Play something, I don't know. Let's try something popular, not musical whiz.
Popular? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Oh,
he's going to do something.
Good. Yeah,
okay. We're gonna...
All right, hold on.
Okay. This is very popular.
Kind of trendy, though.
Very trendy, but
right.
Very popular.
Cool, whatever.
Whatever.
Where are you calling from?
Cincinnati, like the Avondale section.
Ooh.
Find out what he does for a living.
I'm supposed to find out what you do for a living.
Student and laborer.
What's he studying?
What are you studying?
History.
And where do you labor?
History of what?
Pardon?
And where do you labor?
Oh, I was with the temp service.
Mm. Are you part of the, are you studying the history of labor?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to get cash.
That's a fascinating part of history, is
That's
labor
exactly
history.
Exactly right.
History of what?
I don't know, just a major at UC.
And then what do you hope to do with that?
God knows. I don't know.
Well, you still need a teaching certificate.
I got a history question for you.
Yeah, shoot.
Remember the Civil War? Remember
I was there.
Well, do you remember about it? It was in the history.
Yeah, it was okay. Something.
You should know about this because it's history. Remember there was, in the South, there was General Lee?
Yeah.
Where did General Lee keep his armies?
I don't know.
He kept them up his sleeveys.
Oh, okay.
Terry.
Yeah.
This song is a cover. I don't want to know who originally did this song. I want to know who's doing it on this cut. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, there it was. That was Bye Bye Miss American Pie, written by Don McLean. And Terry's about to tell us who performed it, aren't you, Terry?
Yeah, can I guess the Partridge Family?
No.
All right.
That's close.
We got another hint for you.
One more hint.
Go.
Okay, we're going to give you one more hint, and then you'll tell us who did that version of American Pie and who's going to do this.
Actually, I could let the band themselves let you know who did it.
Yeah, go to that.
Why don't you do that?
This, are you going to play the
Yeah, here we
time?
Go. Here's one more hint.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy to make say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some...
Hey, do you know who that was?
The Brady Bunch.
Yay! Yay!
How could I get that confused real quick? Because, like, man, I still have to go see that movie.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you do, man. You need to go see it.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch. All six of us Brady kids.
Maureen McCormick.
Christopher Knight.
Eve Plum.
Mike Lucanland.
Susan Nelson.
And me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. And we're making our debut on the Do Re Mi episode of The Brady Bunch, which airs Friday, January 14th over ABC TV. We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
We've got it all together now.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo in the house.
That's right.
Wow.
That's... All right, Terry, we're going to let you go.
All right, peace.
All right.
Thanks.
749-1444. You see how easy it is to play and how easy it is to win. Stump the caller, stump the guest, or host. What are we? We're hosts, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We would be considered hosts.
Who do we got? We got John.
Hi, John and Kenwood. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to know.
What's on your mind?
I'm just pretty bored tonight. I go to UC and... It's
John, you want to speak up a little bit, please?
And I'm done with my finals and nobody else is, so...
Okay, would you like classical, popular, or jazz?
Well, I'm not into this contest thing.
Oh.
I'm no good with that.
Well, John, okay. What are you into?
Well, I heard you talking about the superheroes earlier.
Yes, we sure were.
I thought of one that nobody else thought of. He had his own TV show for a while.
Daredevil.
Nope.
Shazam. Yeah.
The who?
Shazam. He'd ride around with Mentor in a Winnebago and go cross country.
Oh, yeah,
that.
I remember that.
Him and Isis.
That was so cool.
Also, yeah. I got another trivia question for you.
I always thought of Gomer Pyle because he was Shazam.
Nope.
But the guy's name was Captain Marvel. He had to say Shazam to turn into Captain Marvel. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Do you remember back a few years ago, you had a regular caller?
Yes, we
did. By the name of Larry.
Larry for president. He is now campaigning. It costs $1,500 if you want to have breakfast with Larry. He serves nothing but marathon bars and Aunt Jemima syrup.
I happen to be a close personal friend of Larry's.
What's Larry up to, and what jail is he in, and how can we write to him? Should we send him a file?
Well, he's not able to get in touch with you right now. He's traveling across the country in his 18-wheeler. Do you remember the Larry for President song?
Larry for President, your favorite Kentucky resident.
Yes, I was the background singer for that.
Oh, wow, this is an honor.
Yes. Back in his wilder days.
He was wild.
Yes.
Well, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Tell Larry we said word up.
I'll certainly do that. And I'll tell him to try to get in touch with you.
Yeah, he needs to do that.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
I think it's a sin having the Brady sing the American Pie.
I know. How could they desecrate such a classic?
It was a very classical song, and they just destroyed it for me.
Those bastards.
I'll never hear it the same way again.
We hope. Thanks.
Thank you.
Later. 749-1444 is the phone number. We're talking superheroes.
We're talking music trivia.
We're talking stump the guests. Stump the host, stump the callers, what we're trying to say.
The phone number here is 749-1444. This is normally the Chris and Rob late night talk show, and it still kind of is. What do you think of this music show we're doing tonight, Rob?
That's pretty cool. It's kind of transmogrified. I mean, we slept a bunch of CDs and records down here.
What do you want to play next?
We don't want to go to waste. Play Ooby Dooby.
Where's Ooby Dooby at?
You got it. It's just on the top one there, the blue one.
This one?
Cut one,
oh, Ooby Dooby.
Oh, Ooby Dooby.
Well, I bet there's some people in our audience tonight that are curling up with the old Ooby Dooby. And so this song...
What the hell? Dude, it has nothing...
This song goes out to all of you.
Ooby.
Hey, baby, jump over here when we do the Ooby Dooby. I just gotta be there, Ooby Dooby. Do the right, you do the ooby dooby with all your might. Ooby dooby, 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 dooby dooby. You do the ooby dooby till you make your heart a break. Ooby dooby, 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 dooby dooby, water, water, water.
Dooby by Roy Orbison. I guess Rob tells me that's the only single he ever had on Sun Records that was successful. Was that true, Rob?
Yeah, it was his only Sun hit.
And
much.
He originally wound up, I think, what, on Columbia Records?
Yeah, I believe so. And then that's when he did those operatic songs that were masterpieces.
You mean like...
Like Running Scared, because, see, at the time, everybody was going verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus, that kind of crap.
But what about that Sandman song?
Roy would just... Candy Colored Sandman. Running
candy
Scared.
Candy Colored Clown, they call the same.
He would just do, like, you know, a verse and a break, then a different verse, then, you know, he just change everything. He didn't do any of that repeating.
Anyhow,
crap.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number here is 749-1444. Tonight's topic is we're bringing in a bunch of our
favorite
Who's
the artist? We got an artist in the house. Who drew the pig or whatever?
I drew that, yeah.
You drew that? You're an artist? You can draw?
Tonight, Rob and I brought all our favorite records, and we're playing them for you. We have on the phone now Dane and his friend Brian. Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing.
No?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
Cut to the chase, buddy.
Yeah. We were wanting to... my friend Brian here says that he can stump you guys.
Okay, well, I hope Brian can be a little bit louder than you are, but go ahead, try to stump
you. Hey, guys!
Hey!
Yeah, I can stump you guys.
Okay.
And I got to vote for the best superhero, too.
Okay, go right ahead.
The Brown Hornet from Fat Albert.
That wasn't live action,
That wasn't
though.
Live action, but that was...
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, he was a great best. Superhero. He was absolutely great. He's one of my
what
heroes.
What was his sidekick's name? He had a sidekick.
Oh, man. Got me.
Well, anyway, here's
I've
the
seen
song.
That one.
Russell. Russell was
Russell, you got it, man. All right, here's the song. Hold on a second.
Okay. Rob and I are going to try to guess this song.
You guys had all of Ooby Dooby. Monty Python? Monty Python! You know it?
Hey, is that enough, guys?
Yeah. Go,
Who
Rob.
Monty Python.
No way. Monty Python.
Play a little bit more of the song.
Okay,
I thought you guys were professional.
Play a little bit more of it.
Okay, hold on.
This guy burps in the phone and says, I thought you guys were professional.
Raydell down here. We got to get Cliff.
Laurel Aiken.
Can I come run your radio station?
That was Laurel Aiken.
No way.
It was the band of Bob Marley was in before he started the Wailers.
Nope. Don Drummond.
Ah!
Dang, that's what I knew it was.
Ha! I win. I get to come do your job.
Okay, the show's yours.
Now?
No. Thanks.
I mean, you know, all day today, Brian can go around.
We need Cliff Radle to call tonight. You know, Cliff Radle doesn't work for the newspaper
I heard
anymore.
His gig's up for grabs.
Yeah, I heard Rob Hartzell, our favorite staff writer down at the Clifton Magazine, is going to get that job.
No way.
Uh-huh.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
They actually, the Enquirer, the Cincinnati Enquirer, our beloved Cincinnati Enquirer, reviewed the Merciful Fate, King Diamond, Death Metal, Gore. They reviewed... Well, Cliff didn't go. I'm sure it was an intern. It's probably some UC intern. Hey, Cliff, man, could I, like, score some ticks to see King Diamond and, like, I'll write a review of it or something? And they had a hole, and so they wrote about it. Guess what? It was loud. It was loud, and they were aggressive, and King Diamond sang in a Danish accent.
And King Diamond is just weird.
I have a friend who's kind of into that stuff, so he's hanging out back. Out by the bus to meet King Diamond in the fellas. Okay.
Who in the world wants to meet King Diamond?
This is a couple years ago, but not the show where the guy got killed, but some other show. So these dudes are hanging out backstage to meet King Diamond and the guitar players and stuff. And so my friend who plays guitar is talking shop with one of the guitar players in Merciful Fate or King Diamond's band or whoever. Some guy comes up with a skull. With, like, a human skull. And it says, will you autograph this? This guy wanted King Diamond to autograph a skull. The king is like, yeah. King Diamond. He autographed it for him. You got to do it. You got to do what you got to do, man.
Okay, Rob, I think it's time for some morphine.
Don't play number one. That's the big hit. One is the big hit. Hey, hold on, dude. Last Thursday.
Okay.
I'm out clubbing, and I go to this place just to check it out because I haven't been here in a long time. And there's this band playing, and they're rocking. They're doing all covers, and the guy actually said, and this guy is young. This guy was like 22, 23 probably. He said, okay, about this time, I'd like to do a little cocaine. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They went into it. I hadn't heard that said from a band stage in at least 6 years, but I was glad to know that somebody's still out there who thinks that's cool.
Okay, well, now we're going to do some morphine. We'll be right back. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
Me when I'm old and wizened, and not a day before that. Silver says, honey, it won't be that long. Besides, I'd like to see a little more fat. Yeah, I'd like to see a little more fat. You know, I'd like to see a little more fat.
Morphine is this band. It's three guys. One guy plays bass, another guy plays saxophone, and another guy plays drums.
Who needs a guitar, man? Stinking guitars. You can go down and shake a tree and a guitar player will fall
out. That song is called Honey White. I guess that's their new single that they're playing up with some of these radio stations. And
they're pretty good. I like Morphine.
So this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is
749-1444. They're on Rykodisc.
Really?
And you know, they have the tinted green, we call these jewel cases.
Tinted green jewel cases.
This patent. No one else can have a tinted green jewel case.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat to know. How can you patent a tinted green jewel case?
Were you saying I'm a liar?
No, I'm just saying
I don't know. Well, maybe it's trademarked then. Maybe not be patent. Forgive me. I misspoke. But no one else will ever have... If you see a tinted green jewel case, it used to be a Rykodisc disc in there.
749-1444. We're doing our Stump the Co-Host or Stump Yourself kind of show here. We're talking music tonight. Music is our topic. You're listening to Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass back there in the background. You got Chris and Rob up here in the foreground. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And Herb Albert is one of the richest men in America. He's one of the richest entertainers in America. Well, Herb Alpert owns A&M. He's the A. Who's the M?
No.
Hey, we've got another doubter. Who's the A in A&M, Chris?
Albert. Yeah, thing is, I don't remember who the M is. Oh, Mendez, Sergio Mendez.
No
Herb
way.
Albert and Sergio Mendez.
Not Sergio Mendez.
Own A&M Records.
Herb Albert,
no kidding.
I don't know about Mendez. You might have.
Remember Sergio Mendez in the Brazil, and they name it every year? 65, 66, all the way up to 95.
I mean, Herb Alpert's not rich from... He's not rich from that. Well, you made a million... If you make a million records, you sell one of each, you'll sell a million records.
You go into any thrift store, what is the...
In thrift stores, you find lots of Herb Alpert records.
They got Going Places, the one with the airplane, and they have like... No, I got that one. I got that one. I just bought it the other day.
Well, we're just staying up late talking here. It's kind of a casual thing. We can be kind of casual in the middle of the night because nighttime is a casual time. And
nighttime is the right time.
It's the right time for me.
I want to be with you.
Ooh.
Oh. In the nighttime.
Oh. You know, I was thinking, we're doing this music theme tonight. We're talking music. We're playing music. And I thought, who should know more about music than some of these disc jockeys, overnight disc jockeys at some of these radio stations?
Oh, okay. Perhaps we could get one on the honker, although they very well could be taking a break, as it is 20 minutes till the hour.
Okay, we're calling one of these late-night FM overnight DJs. We'll stump him
back.
Hi, is this Billy D, the freshest of all MCs?
Yes, it is.
Is this a 97X, the future of rock and roll?
So what up, guys?
Hey, do you know music?
Somewhat.
Do you know...
I hope I know music, otherwise I'm working the wrong
job. If someone cuts you, do you bleed music?
It oozes out of my veins.
We are playing Stump Chris and Rob and Stump the Caller tonight. Are you fair game?
What's that?
We're playing Stump Chris and Rob or Stump the Caller.
Ooh, okay.
And do you have a
work?
Do you have a moment?
I have a moment.
We will play something, and you will listen to it. And he might know number one. He might.
We're playing number one, so play number one.
Okay.
All right, you might know this.
Okay, fire away.
Think Sunday night, 11 o'clock.
Okay, Billy D, the freshest of all MCs, who was that guitar lick by?
I could barely even hear it.
What a lame excuse.
Hey, I know. I gotta come up with some kind of excuse, lame or otherwise.
I don't know if it'll reach.
Okay, ready?
Fire again.
All right, do you have a guess?
Okay, Billy D.
I am stumped. I am stumped.
King Buzzo is the guy's name.
King Buzzo?
Yeah, what band is it?
I still consider myself stumped.
They were a big influence on the grunge icons Nirvana.
No kidding. And what was the song?
Revolver.
Okay.
Look behind you.
I am looking behind me.
It's taken from the Atlantic LP number 82704 entitled Stoner Witch.
It's a little white single behind you.
I'm looking.
Okay, Billy D, we're going to give you one more clue.
All right, fire away.
Since it's soul music, it's on Atlantic.
Vintage Leslie West on Quaaludes. Untutored, instinctive, and fierce. Rolling Stone said that about this recording on January 26,
1995. Ooh, recent, okay.
And Kim Thayil of Soundgarden said, Nirvana and Soundgarden are probably the two biggest bands directly influenced by... the... Meltillus.
No.
No, not Meltillus.
Mel
Torme?
Melanoma.
Mel Gibson.
Sweet Melly Mel. Come on, Ben.
Sweet Melly Mel.
Come on, you work at the Future Rock and Roll 97X.
I work at
97X, and you don't even know who influences Nirvana, the popular culture icons of the grunge sound, and Soundgarden, the heaviest band since Black Sabbath, and you don't even know who their biggest influence is. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is not the future of rock and roll. They might as well be playing Bad Company up there or something.
Dude, you don't go to the bathroom where you eat.
He'll get over it.
Heavy motor, he said tonight, but you're 49.
All right, babies, cats and kittens. That was the Melvins with Revolve. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
My name's Kevin.
My name's Rob. We got Jim over here, and we've got Rick on line number 8. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
We're doing. How are you?
Better than good.
What's on your mind, Rick? Would you like to be stumped, Rick?
Do what?
Would you like to be stumped, my friend?
No, I would like to hear some, something better than that.
What's better than that there, Rick?
How about Lead Belly?
I left that at home.
Ooh, I don't think we have any Lead Belly.
Well, how about...
You know, Lead Belly killed a guy once.
Fudge Tunnel.
Yeah!
There you go.
They're weak.
We don't think we have any Fudge Tunnel. Try again.
Big Black.
Big, no, I left my Big Black at home.
Steve Albini's the biggest. What is it?
Roach!
Kill it! I don't even see it!
Behind your can.
Oh.
Get it, Rob. No.
It's a mess. These two
no, you just
what do you have?
Scoot over.
We got a big old roach in here.
Is that what I thought it was?
Oh, God.
That's an unroach.
It didn't get anything in mind, did it?
It is a former roach.
So, Rick, other than hot tunes, what else you got on your mind tonight?
You put them that way.
Good beer.
Good brew. What are you drinking tonight?
Huber Bock.
What kind?
Huber Bock.
Good stuff?
Fucking A.
Hey, I hear you. Watch your language. We're going to have to hang up on you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Gosh darn A.
God. Oh, God.
I don't know.
We had a real roach problem here.
Me too. They keep building up. But
ground it in. It's good for the carpet.
I don't know where he is.
Right there.
This is Queef, right? I mean, Waif.
Yeah, this is Waif, man. Tell you what. You better be a bigger roach than that if you want to mess with the big boys. You can't. Dude, I'm afraid of. Was he in my pop?
No, he was just crawling around your pop. So, Rick, let me take a look into your life. You're into music, and you're into good beer.
Beethoven the 7th. What do you have?
I haven't seen that one. I saw the first two.
I don't like movies about dogs. I haven't ever since that Lassie movie came out.
I like the 101 Dalmatians.
Let Big Jim pick.
Big Jim pick something.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dog movie, Jim?
Dog movie?
Yeah, we're talking about dog movies,
dog
right?
Dog Breath.
Benji.
That's his favorite one.
What? Man's Best Friend was good. Anything else going on there, Rick?
No.
All right, well, thanks for calling. 749-1444, the Chris and Kevin and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris just shows up long enough to put the hammer down.
Take care of business. Yeah, we should give Jim the mic. We got to read a little...
The Family and Medical Leave Act allows eligible employees to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave each year. You can use it if you're expecting a baby or adopting, or if you or an immediate family member... Look at this grammar. Or if you or an immediate family member are sick. No, I guess it is right, grammar. Sorry. This public service announcement...
If you are sick, yes, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I guess or, okay, that confused me. We native speakers of English, we're so ignorant. Brought to you by the Consumer Information Center and... WAIF.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. In your English department. Jim, the scientific branch of the Chris Rambley Night Talk Show and the lexiconographer.
749-1444. How about a weather check there, Rob?
Hey, man. Woo, you know what?
What?
Unseasonably warm.
Man, it's nice out. What'd you do today? It was a pretty day. What'd you do?
Slept till 1:30. Got up.
Had a bowl of Wheaties.
No, actually, I had a bowl of Wheaties before I went to bed. Got up at 1:30, went straight to work. Because that's the kind of guy I am, you know. I roll out of bed at 1:30, but, you know, I'm at work by 2. And took a nap. Went running around. Took another nap.
Have you seen this this new Dustin Hoffman movie they got coming out?
Ah, monkey scratched me!
Yeah, that one. Doesn't that look a lot like that Stephen King miniseries that was out like
no,
a year ago?
No.
It's the exact same plot.
It looks a lot like the Andromeda Strain.
All that, yeah. So did that happen in space?
I don't know. I don't know. Who cares? Dustin Hoffman is a good actor, but that movie looks dumb. You know, scary disease movies just are not cool. Won't they make a big... You know when movies were movies? I can distinctly remember, lo, these many years ago, back when you had to have cable television, you had to have a big giant box sitting on your TV.
Yeah, right.
It was really easy to steal HBO and that stuff.
Yep.
Back when all you needed to do was like buy an FM antenna and hook it up back there. That's what,
when Cube first came in, when they said that you could like be able to vote for president from your house in a couple years, remember?
Okay, great.
Anyway.
The old man, my father, he cuts some antenna, we steal HBO, and this big giant, this movie about enormous cockroaches was on.
What was it called?
I don't know. It wasn't Them. That was the one about the ants. It was the equivalent of Them, but it was about cockroaches. And I thought, man, this HBO is really something.
Did you ever see, what was the Creep Show? The one where the cockroaches go nuts and blow out of that guy's head? That was the sickest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the one where...
With Adrienne Barbeau?
What was that, Swamp Thing?
Yeah. No. She was in like Happy Birthday Mom or something.
You know,
like
the one
that
I liked was Get 'Em Guys.
Which one was that?
Willard. The guy had all the rats. He had all the trained rats. You don't remember that one?
No. Was this a movie?
Yeah, this guy was like this little pushover kind of guy. He looked like the guy in the new Little Caesars commercial who finds his long lost brother. And he had this trained rat, Willard, wasn't it?
Who's Ben then?
Ben. Okay, Ben.
That was the big rat movie, wasn't it?
Well, there's Ben and who is Willard?
Yeah, two different movies.
I don't know. One of them, this nerd guy would run around. And he'd say, "Get 'em, guys!" And like he'd go into the office like Dagwood Bumstead and say, "Boss, give me a raise." He'd say, "No way! Get the hell out of here! Go back to work."
When the rats were like always waiting in the wings.
Yeah, the rats were like in the air ducts and stuff. And he'd go, "Get 'em, guys!" And the boss is like, "What are you talking about?" And the rats would leap on him and chew him to shreds. And he'd take them back home and feed them cheese. Of course, he got chewed up at the end because you don't play with rats.
Damn straight.
Doug!
Doug?
Hey, how's it going?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much.
What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm just relaxing, listening to your guys' show.
All right, man.
Are you interested in a little maybe stump the host or stump the listener?
Yeah, let me try something on you guys.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
He's going to play a scene from Willard.
Is that what you're thinking?
Alright, what do you think?
Couldn't really hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't give a little more.
Yeah, give us a little more. Crank
a little
it
more
up.
Juice.
Okay, hold on.
Wake up your roommates.
Alright, what about that?
Dwayne Eddy.
Nope.
A band that played Sudsies recently.
Nope.
A band that's never played Sudsies.
Probably.
Some kind of rockabilly.
Well, that was rockabilly.
One of the guys are dead.
No, I don't think so.
They're all alive.
They're all broke up.
But they're broke up.
The singer's in a pretty popular band right now.
The Police!
No.
Is it John Stewart?
John Stewart.
John Stewart.
Not John Stewart.
John Spencer?
John Spencer.
No.
Was that Pussy Galore?
Yeah, was that Danzig? That was King Diamond.
Misfits.
The Misfits.
Which was Danzig's band, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We got it.
Damn good.
We're gone. We got it.
You don't mess around.
We'll kick your ass.
749-1444.
Turn the phone off. It starts making weird noises. You can't stump us. That's the whole problem. You know, people are intimidated. They're scared by the enormity of our brain power. Because the deal is... Unless it's ultra obscure, which doesn't count, because you can play a tape you made in your basement.
Or we can't really hear it like the last caller.
Yeah, like a guy playing Danzig.
If he had a little louder, I think I could have gotten that one.
I can't believe this guy admitted on the radio that he had a Misfits record.
Well.
What you want to hear?
No. Does he want to go on the air?
No request. You know, this isn't a request line. This isn't a rock line.
We'll give it a shot.
Hey, man. Are you guys going to, come play Spokane soon?
Brian, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
Not much.
You don't got no Frank Zappa, that's no good.
Well, he's kind of been overplayed, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. You guys used to play him, right?
He doesn't rock, man.
What?
Oh, Poodle Bites, tune in, WAIF. First Wednesday of every month, you know.
10 p.m.
What
do they do the other Wednesdays?
Play Mekons.
Yeah, isn't Zappa like kind of like the Waif House band? I hear him every time I turn on Waif, but there's Zappa playing.
I think he did an interview here once with somebody, so now everybody kisses his butt.
He's dead.
He's
dead.
That's
sick. That's necrophilia.
That's right.
Anyhow.
That's fun, though.
Anyway, anything else going on tonight?
I'm just smoking cigarettes. That's my hobby.
All right!
That was Zappa's hobby, too.
I'm a professional cigarette smoker.
What's your brand, man?
Any brand.
Any brand? What are you smoking right now?
Marlboros.
I think I might join you with a menthol. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Is that tough enough?
That's
menthol
great.
Fag.
You're no, menthol. Yeah, everybody menthol says you're a... Yeah, yeah, listen
menthol
to this.
Fag.
My lungs are bleeding, pal.
You gotta take the filter off.
Yeah, take the filter off. E-man, tough guy, big boy.
Yeah, there you go.
I bet it's a Salem.
Salem Lights, my friend.
Oh, man.
Fag.
And I guess I better go out and get myself a serious pack of them coffee.
The only people more irritating than someone who makes fun of someone else's brand of beer is someone who makes fun of someone else's brand of cigarette.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to stump us, Brian.
I'm going to stump you right now.
Stump us, man. Wipe out, dude. Sergeant Barry Sandler.
You know what it is?
Sergeant Barry Sandler.
No way.
Buzzcocks?
No.
Wasn't that the Ballad of the Green Beret?
It's the Ballad of the Green Berets.
Well, we nailed it then.
But you don't know who it's by.
By Sergeant Barry Sandler.
No.
It's some skin band, right?
No.
Oi! Yeah, it's some oi band. I know
it. It's not an oi band. It's a punk band.
Skin Soinatti.
Beer!
Youth Brigade.
Find out where they're from.
That's close.
Where are they from?
Probably Chicago. Or
Youth of Today? Close.
No.
Who was close, Fear or Youth of Today?
You were closer.
Peg Boy?
Nope.
Naked Ray Gun?
Nope.
Who else is from Chicago? Tar?
No.
The Big Black?
No.
Who else is from Chicago?
Elvis Hitler.
Oh, Elvis Hitler.
Yeah, they were from Green Haze.
All right, you can have the show now.
No, we nailed the song. We got half of it. We got it. We got it. Get him. Boom, they're gone.
Thanks for calling.
Good try, Brian.
749-1444. We can't be beat.
We can't be. It's getting frightening.
Yeah, you can't be beat.
Have we been stumped? We got stumped by Beethoven. Because, you know, Beethoven purposely ripped off Mozart.
He was a wannabe.
I've always held that against him.
Yeah.
Just because he was deaf doesn't mean you can cop anybody else's legs.
The guy was a fag anyway.
Who, Beethoven?
What?
He was a big fag.
No, he
was. He was so gay.
He was not.
He was so gay. Come on.
Who cares? He can still write good music.
Tchaikovsky was not.
Boom, 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 boom.
Those guys were fags.
Just
kidding.
Jesus.
Great. I know.
We're gonna have.
You're gonna get your ass kicked.
When we get off the radio shift here, the Gay and Lesbian Anti-Defamation League is gonna be waiting outside for your ass.
I'm just kidding, people.
You better be kidding.
What, just because they wore powdered wigs and played parties where they wore fancy shoes and stockings and pantyhose?
Well, you know, Rob, disaster strikes this country every single day. Every single day. Which means every single night somebody needs food, somebody needs shelter, and somebody needs a place to rest. Please support the American Red Cross. 1-800-842-2200.
Hey, man, I gave my pint.
If you need that number again, give me a call. What?
We need an ink pen. Do you have an ink pen?
I did not take your ballpoint.
Yeah, you did, dude. It's there. It's right there. It's right there by the CDs. 749-1444. We are riding a hot streak. We have not been stumped since someone played a Beethoven record that they knew sounded a lot like Mozart. They purposely tricked us, and yes, we fell for it. But other than don't even play that, man.
This is a great album.
Oh, man, that is so bad.
That's a good album.
That is awful.
That is a
I'm
good
sorry.
Album.
The first one was very good. That one's terrible.
The first one blew.
The first one was awesome. The first one, they sounded like nobody else. Now they sound like every other blimey band that's coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they sounded like the Happy Mondays. Is what
no,
they
Happy
sounded
Monday
like.
Sounded like them.
No, Happy Mondays were around before them.
Happy Mondays sucked, though.
Well, I didn't like their first album.
We're talking about the Stone Roses, by the way. The first album was really good.
Have you listened
I've
to it?
I've heard like
other
five
than the single.
Cuts.
Have you heard
I've heard five cuts, and they're all brutally bad.
Do you like Love and Rockets?
Yeah, they're all right.
Do you like the Black Crowes?
No.
Well, that's what it sounds like. Something like a cross between Love and Rockets and
it
Black Crowes.
It sounds weak. It sounds
if
like...
If Love and Rockets went and got married, this is what it would be. The new Stone Roses album.
The new Stone
album.
Roses sounds like, man, we got to move some units. Let's put some distorted guitar. Put some distorted guitar in there.
Admit it sounds very familiar, but it sounds,
very
good.
It sounds horribly familiar. It's terrible. It's brutal.
Yeah, you bastard.
It's brutal. Now what are you going to play?
We're going to have a little fun here. We'll be right back right after this track.